You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Monday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 20th, and I hope y'all had a good weekend. It was a weekend full of sports action, so let's jump right into it. We will start off in the NBA, where we had Game 6 on Saturday between the Mavs and the Thunder in Dallas. Oklahoma City started off strong, had a 7-point lead at the end of the first, and a 64-48 lead at the half, and it looked like they might force a Game 7 back in Oklahoma, but the Mavs came storming back in the third and put up 35 points, including a 13-0 run that was all Kyrie and Luka to help cut the lead to 7 going into the fourth. They then closed the gap about halfway through the fourth, and it was back and forth the rest of the way, with both teams trading buckets, and this led to one of the crazier finishes that we've seen this postseason. Oklahoma City had the ball down by 2 with 27 seconds left, and as they were trying to inbound it, the refs called a dead ball foul on Dallas, which gave the Thunder a free throw while still retaining possession. SGA made the free throw to cut it to 115-114, and the following play, he drove to the basket, lobbed it up to Chet, and he threw it down to give them a 116-115 lead with just 20 seconds left. Dallas then came down, got the ball to PJ Washington in the corner. He was then fouled by SGA on a three-point attempt with just 2.5 seconds left. He would go on to make the first two and then miss the third on purpose, so OKC was left with just a three-quarter court heave. That was off the mark, and Dallas would go on to win this one with a final of 117-116. I thought most of the Thunder starters played pretty well in this one. SGA was great. He scored 36 on 56% shooting. Jalen Williams had 22, 9, and 8. Chet had 21, and the rest scored in double figures in the losing effort. Kyrie, Luka, and Derek Jones Jr. all scored at least 20 for the Mavs, with each of them making 4 threes. Luka was especially great, finishing with a 29-point triple-double on 60% shooting from the field, 67% shooting from 3, and he also went 7-for-7 from the line. With the win, Dallas takes the series 4-2 and will play the winner of the Nuggets-Timberwolves series. And speaking of the Nuggets-Timberwolves, they played Game 7 last night in Denver, and this one was similar to the Mavs-Thunder game, where the Nuggets jumped out to an early lead just like OKC, and they took a 53-38 lead into the half. But again, just like the other game, Minnesota stormed back in the third, doubled up Denver 28-14 to cut the lead to 1 entering the fourth, and it was their defense again that held off the Nuggets as they outscored them by 9 over the last 12 minutes to go on to win this one 98-90. Jokic had a huge game, finishing with 34 points, 19 rebounds, and 7 assists, and Murray got his as well, scoring 35 of his own, but it took them a combined 55 shots, and both of them shot under 50% from the field. No one else really showed up for Denver in this one. Michael Porter Jr. finished with just 7 points on 3-for-12 shooting, KCP finished with just 5 points, Aaron Gordon with just 4, and Christian Brown had all 5 of the bench points, going 1-for-3 from the field in 20 minutes of action. Towns and McDaniels led the way for Minnesota as they each scored 23, and Anthony Edwards didn't have a great shooting night as he was just 6-for-24 and he finished with only 16 points, although he did add 8 boards and 7 assists. Gobert finished with 13 points and 2 blocks, and Naz Reid and Conley both scored in double figures and had some big plays down the stretch to contribute to the win. With the win, Minnesota eliminates the defending champion Nuggets and will now host the Mavs in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals on Wednesday in Minneapolis. But earlier yesterday, we also had Game 7 between the Knicks and the Pacers in Madison Square Garden, and this one was all Pacers throughout, as they would go on to set an NBA postseason record shooting over 67% from the field, including 54% from three, as they scored 70 in the first half and 130 for the game to beat the Knicks by 21 and send them packing for the offseason. It was a balanced attack for Indiana, as all 5 starters scored at least 17 points, and they got another 28 off the bench with TJ McConnell leading the way there with 12 points and 7 assists. The Knicks got 39 points from Dante DiVincenzo, 26 from Alec Burks off the bench, but the injuries just continued to stack up for New York, as OG Anunoby could only play 5 minutes after he missed the last four games with a left hamstring issue, and then Jalen Brunson broke his hand halfway through the third quarter, so he only finished with 17 points on 6-for-17 shooting. And this is obviously a disappointing end of the season for the Knicks, and they'll have to wonder what could have been if they were just a little bit healthier, but you'll have to assume that they're going to be one of the favorites to come out of the East next season. And then with the win, the Pacers will now face the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and game one of that series will be on Tuesday in the other Garden, and I'd have to think the Celtics are going to be big favorites in that one. Over to the NHL, we didn't have any games yesterday, but we did have game six between the Canucks and the Oilers on Saturday in Edmonton. This one was tied at one after the first period, but Edmonton would score two in the second and then another two in the third to put this one out of reach and force a game seven in Vancouver, which will be played tonight. The winner tonight will advance to the Western Conference Finals, where they will play the Stars, with that series beginning Thursday night in Dallas. Yesterday in the MLB, we had some notable scores, with the first being the Padres beating the Braves 9-1 as San Diego combined for 14 hits and Yu Darvish threw 7 scoreless, earning his fourth win on the year. The Phillies beat the Nationals 11-5 thanks to 3 hits from both Harper and Castellanos. The Red Sox hit 3 home runs as they beat the Cardinals 11-3. Otani got his first walk-off hit as a Dodger as they won in extras against the Reds 3-2. And the Guardians also won on a walk-off thanks to a 3-run home run from Will Brennan as they beat the Twins 5-2 and are now 5-0 against Minnesota on the season. We also had one game in the WNBA yesterday as the Seattle Storm beat the Washington Mystics 84-75 to get their first win on the year, while the Mystics are still searching for their first, now sitting at 0-3. Jewel Loy led the way for the Storm with 24 points, with half of those coming from the free throw line, and Skylar Diggins-Smith added 18 and 5 assists in the win. The PGA Championship also wrapped up yesterday, with Xander Schauffele winning his first major with a record score of 21 under, the lowest score in any major championship ever. He had 12 top 10s and 6 top 5 finishes in majors coming into this one, but had never won before yesterday. But he finished with a birdie on 18 to get him to 21 under, barely edging out Bryson DeChambeau, who finished at minus 20. Victor Hovland, Thomas Dietrich, and Colin Morikawa rounded out the top 5, with Scottie Scheffler finishing tied for 8th at 13 under, putting a bow on what had to have been one of the craziest weekends of his life after getting arrested early Friday morning. Some other notable players were Justin Thomas, who also finished at 13 under, and Rory, who finished at minus 12, and then also Brooks Koepka, who rebounded with a final round 66 to finish at 9 under, good for 26th. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Monday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.